Here's a look at your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies with showers and storms likely across the area for today, those high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. Then for tonight, lingering showers and thundershowers there back to a low of 36. For Tuesday, clearing conditions, highs in the lower 50s, then lots of sunshine Wednesday, 65. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently it's 41.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The omnibus appropriations bill that won approval in the House does not reinstitute the biodiesel tax credit. Kurt Kovarik, National Biodiesel Board VP of Federal Affairs, says his organization is disappointed that Congress once again has not provided pro-growth tax certainty for a domestic energy industry that has broad bipartisan support. He said the lack of urgency by Congress to extend the expired tax credit continues to frustrate producers, blenders, and marketers of biodiesel. He said they'll work to educate members of the economic and environmental benefits of increased use of biodiesel so that Congress is poised to drive investment in the American energy industry. Last February, Congress passed a retroactive biodiesel tax credit that applied to 2017 only, and producers continue to operate in 2018 without that tax credit, which is forcing biodiesel producers nationwide to carry the risk of the uncertainty caused by the lack of the tax credit. For some small biodiesel producers, that can be the difference between keeping the lights on or shuttering. Brian Kuhl, Executive Director of Farmers for Free Trade, says the Section 309 tariff announcement against China is bad news for American agriculture. The group says these tariffs will put a target on the back of American farmers. The group points out that the state-run Chinese media has already indicated that American soy exports could be targeted. That would mean the nearly $14 billion in annual soy exports from American farmers could face an immediate tax. Other reports from China have said that American pork and sorghum exports could be in the bullseye. He said nobody wins in a trade war, but he adds it's also true that some sectors of the economy lose more than others. Over the years, American agriculture has consistently paid the price for protectionism, he said. So with farm incomes declining, the last thing American farmers and rural communities can afford is a tax on the export markets they rely on. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you. With nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation, New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for you. One top dollar for your used equipment. Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated can only imagine the fierce fighting during the Vietnam War and wishes to take this time to proudly salute all our American military veterans who served in the Vietnam War. Thank you for your service. From all of us at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated, over 40 years of service. Cook Welding and Repair knows that our Vietnam veterans have paid dearly for our freedom by giving up the comforts of home and family, and even at times their lives, for our nation's independence. Thank you for your unwavering loyalty and courageous dedication. From Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville. Heartland Foods proudly recognizes all veterans who served in the U.S. military during the Vietnam War. March 29th is designated as Vietnam Veterans Day, so take time to thank a serviceman or woman, past or present, for all they've done for America and its people. From Heartland Foods in Beatrice.
Mid-America Network News. Major candidates for Kansas governor are being pulled into the debate over public school funding and their views on the subjects of taxes and even marijuana. If Democrat Carl Brewer, the former mayor of Wichita, were governor, lawmakers might be discussing legalizing marijuana to raise extra money for schools. Brewer threw out the idea this week when he asked how he would attempt to satisfy a state Supreme Court mandate on education funding. A new diversion program in Kansas is working to keep women with addictions out of jail by helping them get clean. The Lawrence Journal World reports the Douglas County Women's Substance Use Disorder Diversion Treatment Program started this month. The county's district attorney says the program's goal is to stop the revolving door of incarceration by diverting women from jail to a treatment-based program for recovery. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Need auto parts but can't get to a store right now? Head to O'ReillyAuto.com. Buy your parts online and pick them up in any of the 5,000 O'Reilly Auto Parts stores nationwide. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A man has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of his girlfriend's daughter in central Kansas. Barton County authorities say that 25-year-old Chas Stevens was also charged Friday with child abuse and possession of methamphetamine. The body of 2-year-old Aviana Lewis was found last Wednesday northwest of Hoisington. Stevens' next court appearance is scheduled for April 5th. Kansas is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn a federal appeals court ruling that prevents the state from cutting off Medicaid funds to a Planned Parenthood affiliate. Governor Collier said the state is seeking to reverse a 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals decision from last month. The decision left in place a lower court's preliminary injunction blocking a move by Kansas in 2015 to end its contract with Planned Parenthood Great Plains. Kansans are closer to being allowed to be their own bartenders after the state Senate passed a bill that would legalize self-service beer taps for bars and clubs. Kansas is among a handful of states where self-service beer taps are not legal. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Mid-America Network News. The state has taken control of 21 nursing homes around Nebraska because their owner could not make payroll. Employees have not been paid in 3 weeks. The home's owner, Cottonwood Healthcare, is also known as Skyline, notified the state about its financial crisis, so the state took action. A Lancaster County judge approved a plan Friday to put the homes in receivership and under the management of Klassmeyer & Associates while a plan for the home's future is prepared. Lawmakers are racing to find a solution for Nebraska's persistent prison overcrowding problem as their legislative session nears an end and a deadline to reduce the inmate population looms. Debate on a new corrections package is slated to begin this week, and key lawmakers say they're hopeful it'll fix the problem that has plagued the Department of Correctional Services for years. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed, thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem-free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west, and always online at WichitaRV.com.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral, drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice, with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. Lee County Commissioners minutes are posted each week on our website and our Facebook page. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday continued discussion of an economic development board. A meeting is tentatively planned in Lee on April 28th at 1 p.m. at a location to be determined. The public is invited if they're interested in serving on a board. Clarification in the work schedule for the Road and Bridge Department was approved. They'll work four 10-hour days, except weeks with a holiday when they'll work 5 8-hour days. Mel Cruzy was approved to the Twin Valley Developmental Board at the recommendation of Director Ed Henry. The Road and Bridge Supervisor was advised to start putting money away for a new county shop after issues were raised with the current facility. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday reminded the public in light of recent grass fires they should notify dispatch of any controlled burns that are planned. Public Transit will advertise a 2009 Dodge Caravan used for Meals on Wheels that will be sold at sealed bid. Lynn Banahan, age 87, of Steel City, passed away Friday. Graveside service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Steel City Cemetery. Harmon Wright, Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Lynn Banahan.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Your new home is waiting at Hartley Ridge Drive in Marysville. This spacious five-bedroom home features three full baths, two safe storage rooms, and three-car attached garage. All kitchen appliances are installed with high-efficiency gas furnace, fireplace, and hot water. A covered back porch is great for relaxing and enjoying the country setting right at the edge of town. Property features all city amenities located on a large lot in the new Hartley Ridge subdivision. Make this home yours today with a personal inspection. Contact Inline Construction at 562-5525. Building lots available for custom home construction. Call Inline today at 562-5525.
Frank Stagenborg is doing jewelry repair. Over 20 years' experience with all types of jewelry, and he'll replace watch batteries. He's in back of the former Ackerman Jewelers, 821 Center across from the Astro Theater, and open Mondays from 2 until 7 p.m. Frank's Jewelry Repair, 562-8047, open Mondays 2 until 7.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. As an area of low pressure continues to work east and north, northeastward, working out of the central plains here for this afternoon and on into the Great Lakes over the next 24 hours, expecting showers and storms for this afternoon and into tonight coming up as well. But once that system exits on off to the east for Tuesday and into your Wednesday, expecting dry weather conditions to make a return, with clearing skies expected on Tuesday, lots of sunshine for your Wednesday. We're back in the mid-60s by Wednesday. Rain, though, looks to return to the forecast Thursday. Taking a closer look at your forecast, cloudy skies with scattered showers and thundershowers in the forecast for this afternoon. Highs reach the upper 40s. Then for tonight, lingering showers and thundershowers there, back to a low of 36. For Tuesday, clearing conditions, highs in the lower 50s, then lots of sunshine Wednesday, 65. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
A welcome measurable round of precipitation overnight. Average high temperature late March 60, record high on this date 91 in 1907. The average low 36 and the record low of 6 degrees in 1955. Sunset this evening 7:40, sunrise in the morning at 7:15.
Springtime can bring snow showers or thunderstorms, but have you ever seen both at the same time? It's all about thunder snow today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. You might take a moment to think about something more important than your health. Of course, your family and friends are important, but without your good health, it becomes harder and harder to enjoy your life. If you've been battling excess weight and sick and tired of extra pounds, MeltingBelly.com has free information now about the discovery of a new two-minute ritual, a ritual so powerful it's saving lives. This two-minute ritual reverses the symptoms of diabetes, saving people from the effects of heart disease, and restoring youthful energy that was believed to be lost forever. This two-minute ritual requires no strenuous exercise, no restrictive diets, no dangerous supplements, no special gadgets, and no tasteless foods. But it does remove dangerous pounds of belly fat. For free information, go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. For free access to the two-minute ritual and restoring your life, visit MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 26th, the 85th day of the year. Comedian Martin Short shares a birthday with Diana Ross, and poet Robert Frost was born on this day in 1874. About this time of year, some parts of the country are used to a phenomenon known as thundersnow. It occurs when cold Arctic air battles for supremacy with warm, moist air from the south. Like the name implies, it's a rare mixture of a snowstorm and thunderstorm. The ingredients are usually a low pressure system that pulls warm, moist air underneath the cold air mass. The resulting instability provides the juice for lightning and the moisture for snow. Thunder snow occurs most frequently in a corridor from Colorado to the Great Lakes region. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes at almanac.com.
Along with a new Chevy Silverado 1500, 2500, and Colorado pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2018 Chevy Equinox Premier, a new Chevy Camaro, plus a new Buick Envision, Essence, and Buick Encore Preferred. Test drive today at Nordis Motors in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday, the final week of March, and the big dance continues with one Kansas team still dancing. Malik Newman and top-seeded Kansas got past their Elite Eight roadblock yesterday, knocking off second-seeded Duke 85-81 in overtime in a thrilling Midwest region finale that clinched the Jayhawks' first trip to the Final Four since 2012. This might be the unlikeliest of Coach Bill Self's three Final Four squads. They're not stacked with obvious future NBA starters, and they lost three times at home this season. But the Jayhawks banded together to win the Big 12's regular season and conference titles, and now the Midwest region. By doing so, they proved to their coach that they were hardly soft, a claim that Self had made often earlier in the season. KU will square off against Villanova on Saturday shortly before 8 o'clock in the Final Four. Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't miss the TNS Sternad Charlet Production Sale Saturday, March 31st.
1st at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Formoso, Kansas. Selling 60 range-ready, high-performance, purebred Charlet bulls. Also selling are a select group of registered Charlet open heifers and first calf heifer pairs, along with 20 red first calf heifers with Charlet cross calves at side. That's the TNS Stern Edge Charlet production sale Saturday, March 31st in Formoso, Kansas, with lunch at 11:30 a.m. and free delivery within 250 miles.
Pick up Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant for $8.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Protect against damaging rust and corrosion with Peak Premixed Coolant, now $8.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Loyola Chicago continued its improbable postseason run, beating Kansas State 78-62 Saturday night to advance to its first Final Four in 55 years. Extending its winning streak to 14 games, Loyola enjoyed strong shooting against a Kansas State team which relied on strong defense in the NCAA tournament. A Wichita man who's the head trainer at the Wichita Volleyball Academy, spent 5 years as the head volleyball coach at Garden City Community College, and was previously an assistant coach for the WSU women's volleyball team, has been arrested on allegations of sexual exploitation of a child. KSN-TV reports, according to booking records, Jeffrey Sanders was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on Friday. Lieutenant Tim Myers with the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office said Sanders is accused of electronic solicitation of a 16-year-old victim. Sanders has since bonded out. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are you going to give farm?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay! Hire a professional you can trust to conduct your...
That was Tom. Several years ago, he's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land, too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
This Easter, Sapp Brothers Petroleum salutes the soldiers who bravely defend our country. Your dedication to the United States is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your service and all that you do for our country. Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Hanover. Refined fuel, oil, and propane service. Buy good neighbors for good neighbors. ShopQuick would like to take this time to proudly salute our United States military personnel who work so hard serving America both stateside and abroad. Please send a card or email this Easter to help bring a smile to a soldier's face. Thank you from your friends at ShopQuick in Wilbur. Proud to support our troops.
As temperatures warm, pollinators get busy visiting flowers, sipping nectar, and transferring pollen. But have you ever wondered how our fall and winter blooming witch hazels get pollinated when temperatures are cool and insect activity is minimal? Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. It's the shivering winter moth that pollinates these plants. This night flying moth is able to raise its body temperature to 50 degrees with intense bouts of shivering. It takes them just a few minutes to warm their bodies on warm days, and nearly 30 minutes when the temperatures are near freezing. Even more amazing is their ability to restrict this heat buildup to their wing muscles. The shivering winter moth lives beneath the leaf litter. This insulated habitat, along with their hair-like scales that cover their body and their ability to manage the heat they generate, allow them to function in colder temperatures. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
This place is so important in Native American culture that even when warring tribes arrived here, they put down their weapons and worked together. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Europeans termed them peace pipes, since it seemed they were smoked when a treaty was signed. In actuality, the pipes were used for a variety of ceremonies, and the stone for many of those pipes came from here.
Pipestone is a sedimentary rock. It's fairly soft, about as hard as your fingernail. It's characteristic like that makes it attractive to people. They can carve the stone with files, hacksaws, sandpaper, much like the older generations did.
Glenn Livermont is chief ranger at Pipestone National Monument. It was from these quarries in southwestern Minnesota that members of different tribes took rock to fashion into pipes.
This is the only site where there's an established quarry that was identified as being sacred to the American Indians, and it's still sacred today.
At least 23 different tribes use the pipestone quarries here. Although pipes over 2,000 years old have been found in North America, the quarrying here probably began in the 1600s.
When tribes came here to quarry, they would lay down their arms, come here and help each other quarry the stone. It's a wonderful story. A wonderful aspect to this quarry is that this is a place of peace.
George Catlin explored the area in 1836 and wanted to visit the quarries about which he had heard.
He was told by numerous tribal leaders that they did not want him coming here, that this was a place that was sacred to them and a place that nobody was to visit that was an outsider.
Pipestone became a national monument in 1937. Native Americans still come here to quarry the stone and carve pipes today. Traveling the countryside in Pipestone, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
When you need to harvest a few trees in the woodlot, leave the tractor in the shed and hitch up the horse. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Logging with horses gives you more flexibility and less environmental damage as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Take Living the Country Life magazine with you anywhere and read on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas for your home and acreage. Enjoy over 200 magazines anywhere you want with the Texture app, starting at only $9.95 per month. Just visit texture.com and enjoy Living the Country Life today. Living the Country Life magazine, for families who love living in the country. Visit texture.com to subscribe to Living the Country Life magazine today.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals as fast as they come in. Help address a winter blood shortage so patients can continue to receive the life-saving treatments they need. Resolve to make a difference. Help save lives by giving blood and platelets now. Use the blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment today.
If you have a woodlot of 10 acres or less, bulldozing your way through it to take out a few trees can do more harm than good. Using horses to haul logs out of the timber allows you to be selective with the harvest and avoid damage to the environment caused by large machinery. Joe Mishka owns a website and publication called Rural Heritage, which is geared to small farmers and loggers who use horse, mule, and ox power. He says horse loggers typically use the powerful draft breeds such as Belgians. The ride horse for the job also needs to be calm, well broke, and trusting.
That horse really needs to know that it can trust its driver. Likewise, if there is not an accident per se, but if there is a log that shifts or a piece of brush comes up that catches on a horse's harness that puts that horse in danger, that horse needs to be able to be stopped and to be commanded to stand perfectly still while it's untangled.
Mishka says if you give hay rides or use the horses for work on the farm, you may already have some of the basic equipment needed to pull logs out of the woods.
You can do it with as little as a close inspection of your harness and maybe a little bit of beefing up on some of the stress points of your harness and then buying a heavy-duty logging evener and a good logging chain that has one end with a grab hook and another end with a slip chain, allowing you a lot of flexibility and being able to tie onto a log.
If you'd rather hire someone else to do the logging, Mishka says horse loggers are a close-knit group around the country and can recommend someone in your area. The cost to hire a horse logger varies depending on what the job requires. Learn more about logging with horses and find a directory of professional horse loggers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
At Country Place Senior Living, you'll have life as you want it and care as you need it. Country Place Senior Living is welcoming, well-designed, and focuses on the specific needs of older adults. Each apartment is designed to help seniors feel independent, secure, and dignified. At Country Place Senior Living, residents feel at home.
I've made it my home by bringing in a few pictures from my family and just getting acquainted with the people that live here and the good help they have here, and it just seems like home to me.
To make Country Place Senior Living your home, call 562-4001.
Thank you.
There's never a good time for a flat tractor tire, but there can be a lot of bad times for one. More on that today on the Farm Journal Report.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Have you inspected your tractor tires lately? Brad Harris of Firestone says a flat during planting, for example, is a costly proposition.
You're probably looking at 3 to 5 hours of downtime by the time the service truck gets to you. They are able to dismount tire, find the repair, or have to just put a new tire on because of damage that can't be repaired. And that's if the service truck is even available that day.
Harris says Firestone estimates the cost of downtime at $570 per hour during planting. And that's in addition to the cost of repairing or replacing the tire. Harris recommends inspecting the treads, sidewalls, and valve stems and making sure wheel weights are bolted securely.
I would use this checklist either right before planting, when we're doing maintenance on the tractor in the winter, early spring, also before we hit the field for a fall harvest.
Harris says proper inflation is key also. And that depends on a number of factors. You can find out more from your Firestone dealer or search the internet for Firestone 7-Step Tire Checklist. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. Wheat Associates and National Association of Wheat Growers understand and support the need to enforce international trade rules, but they are very concerned about the implications of the Trump administration's decision to impose more than $60 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods under the Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974. The groups say they agree that unfair Chinese government policies create unnecessary trade distortions that hurt U.S. farmers and other industries, but they say their organizations urge the U.S. government to challenge China's domestic price support and tariff rate quota compliance that led to cases disputing the policies within the World Trade Organization. Such cases serve notice to China that the trading partners in the U.S. would lead to a legitimate effort to enforce existing trade rules, and by following those rules, they believe that it's in the nation's best interest and the interest of wheat farmers that they represent to challenge trade-distorting policies to the maximum extent possible within the WTO rules. They welcome the administration's strong support for enforcing trade rules, and they only wish it would have challenged China's state-driven policies in ways that complied with and strengthened existing trade laws. U.S. Cattlemen Association pleased to see the omnibus appropriations spending bill passed with a couple of common sense solutions, they say, to regulatory overreach for fiscal year 2018. It included a one-year delay of electronic logging device mandate for livestock haulers, also excluded livestock producers from reporting requirements for Environmental Protection Agency Livestock Commission reporting mandate. The USCA Transportation Committee will use the one-year delay to continue work on the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and Congress to secure some needed flexibility for livestock haulers and the restrictive hours of service rules, according to Executive Vice President for the Association, Kelly Fogarty. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Save big on Mitas Agricultural Drive Tires from the Farmers Cooperative. Get an instant $100 rebate on all Mitas Agricultural Radial Drive Tires now through April 30th. Mitas tires are known for their quality, dependability, and traction in the tough conditions of your field. And now save an instant $100 on the tires designed for high horsepower and load carrying capacity. For complete details, see your Farmers Cooperative tire branch today.
We've seen some pressure on corn and Kansas City wheat so far here on Monday. May corn down 2.5 at 374 and three quarters. July down 2.5 at 383 and a quarter. Later months are all lower. All three of the wheat markets are down. May Kansas City wheat is down 7.5 at 471 and three quarters. July down 7 at 491 and a quarter. Soybeans have been the bright spot so far today, but beginning to erode there as well. Well, now May soybeans down 1.5 at 1026 and three quarters. July down 1.5 at 1037 and three quarters. So we've seen a bit of a turnaround for beans. May soybean meal 260 lower at 375.30. July is down 210 at 377.90. May soy oil is up 14 points at 31.56. July is up 13 at 31.80. So we've still got a little bit of a positive news in the soy complex, but the beans themselves and soybean meal are trending lower now after being up through much of the morning. The livestock complex remains mostly under pressure for cattle. We're seeing some negative moves there. April live cattle down 75 at 115.30. June down 92 at 105.27. March feeders down 50 at 135.20. April feeders down 115 at 134.95. So all the later months are down in both live cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs remain mixed. April hogs down a quarter at 58.17, but May up 62 at 65.85. So we are seeing some better news later on as far as the hogs are concerned. Cotton is up so far. May cotton up 40 points at 82.23. July's up 45 at 82.67. So some positives for cotton. Crude oil is down. May crude is down 39 cents at 65.49. June is down 37 cents at 65.34. So we're also looking at pressure on unleaded gas and heating oil as we go through the midday hours here on Monday. April gold is up $4.90 at 13.54.80. June is up 5.10 at 13.60.80. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hello, cattlemen. This is Brady Larson with Larson Angus Ranch. I'd like to invite you to our 14th annual Carcass Without Compromise bull sale on Wednesday, March the 28th. We're selling a great set of 100 bulls this year, sired by Angus Hill Steadfast, Basin Payweight 1682, Resist All, Yuma, Discovery, and more. Call for a catalog at 785-891-3748 or go to LarsonAngusRanch.com to get an online view of the cattle. Thanks, and I hope to see you at the ranch 14 miles south of Wallace, Kansas on the 28th.
For bulls that are stout and deep-bodied with excellent disposition, attend the 29th annual Riley, Charlet, and Red Angus Production Sale, Monday, April 9th in St. Francis, Kansas, selling 70 bulls, Charlet, Red Angus, and Charlet hybrids. Also selling 31 yearling females, 24 top-end Red Angus out of the replacement pen, and 7 hybrids. Increase your cow profits with extra pounds and high carcass returns using Riley bulls. Herd bull EPDs are some of the highest growth and carcass bulls in the Charlet breed. For more information, visit RileyBeef.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Looking back at this year's National Agriculture Day and talking about some of the highlights after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The only thing I didn't like about National Agriculture Day this year is I couldn't be there. Doctors would not let me fly, but I plan to be there next year because it's a great event that has grown over the years, I think, in everything it does, particularly the ingredients and the schedules that they have for National Agriculture Day. And again, we saw appearances by Mike Pence, the vice president, and of course the president of the American Farm Bureau and the secretary of agriculture and a lot of other very special people. And the best being the 4-H'ers who entertained and who were honored at the National 4-H Legacy Awards program that capped the National Agriculture Day observance. Let me talk about some of the National 4-H Legacy Award highlights. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue honored with the Abraham Lincoln Vision Award for his commitment to America's young people, which he has demonstrated over and over. Georgia 4-H alumnus Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau, received the Distinguished 4-H Alumni Medal. Medallion. The Corporate Leadership Award presented to New York Life Foundation for its support of Latino 4-H youth and their families. David Cohen, Comcast Corporation, honored with the 4-H Brand Champion Award for the company's investment in the 4-H Grows campaign. And a 4-H Alumni Luminary Founder Award went to Steve Barr of Osborne Barr, an agricultural advertising agency. He received the 4-H Youth Champion Award. A great way to end the National Agriculture Day program with the National 4-H Legacy Program. Back with the final word after this message.
Finally, a crop insurance that covers input costs. This is Tammy with Alliance Insurance, and yes, you heard it right. Production Cost Insurance, also known as PCI, does just that. It covers your direct input costs dollar for dollar for increasing your coverage as you apply seed, fertilizer, and chemicals during the growing season. It allows you to sleep soundly, knowing your input costs are covered should the markets not cooperate. Alliance Insurance is very excited to offer this revolutionary new coverage to our area. And we're ready to work with you on getting a free quote. Call us today at 562-2393 for all your insurance needs.
The only change I want to see next year at the National Agriculture Day observance is my health will allow me to be there to participate in the activities. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has over 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Cover crops enhance soil health, but they also have to die. Terminate cover crops in the spring so they don't become a weed management headache. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and more power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
Cover crops restore nutrients in the soil, prevent erosion, and choke out weeds. But there comes a point where you have to kill the cover crop. All plants want to reproduce, and if the cover crop is allowed to seed, it can build up a seed bank in the soil that could haunt you for years to come. Jerry Hall is the president of Grassland, Oregon. He says the time to kill a cover crop is in the spring. If it dies due to winter kill, you're good to go. Otherwise, Hall says there are three main methods of termination.
You've got conventional tillage, which you're actually working them into the ground like a green manure crop. You have herbicides. The non-selective herbicide works well. Or you can go in there and use what they call a roller crimper that rolls and cuts off and crimps the plant so it terminates it that way.
Deciding which method to use is determined by your access to equipment. Hall says if you're a conventional tillage person, you're already going to till the soil. No-till farmers have the option of a herbicide or the roller crimper. No equipment? Use the herbicide. Once the plants are dead, turn them under the soil. Some cover crops are considered biofumigants and continue offering benefits.
Go in there, you'll want to chop them up into small pieces and then till them in and incorporate them in the soil. As those plant tissues decay, they actually fumigate the ground and get rid of harmful insects and nematodes, as well as some of them are designed to help control weed seeds.
Depending on the cover crop species and method of killing it, you may need to leave some time before planting something else in that location. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about terminating cover crops at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Most of the talk this past week on the Farm Bill was in the House, as differences from what House Ag Committee Republicans would like to see in the Farm Bill and what House Democrats on the Ag Committee would like to see. The House Ag Democrats have the most issues with SNAP reform proposals that House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway would like to see in the House version of the bill. On the Senate side of things, Ag Committee Chairman Kansas Senator Pat Roberts says they started their work this past week as he met with the committee's ranking member, Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow.
We went over the key issues, and you know exactly what they were with the SNAP program and able-bodied folks and what the House would like to do, and they're having a big fuss over there about that. I know that Mike Conaway wanted to think about putting a Republican-only bill on the floor. I urge him not to do that. We have to have 60 votes. We have to have a bipartisan bill. It isn't like we haven't done this before. This isn't our first rodeo in working with Senator Stabenow.
Senator Roberts says after a work period back in the States, he, along with Senator Stabenow, will be coming together on several big issues.
If we can get those solved, each of us have gone to our members. We know what they want. They're not going to get everything that they want. Nobody ever does. But, no, we're on track. I think in April, I think... If I can convince the leader that, and also Senator Stabenow can convince Chuck Schumer, that's a tough ask, to give us 3 days on a farm bill. I think we can get it out of committee one morning. We did the last time, and I think we can get a bill. Then you have to go to conference.
Kansas Republican Senator and Chairman of the Ag Committee on the Senate side, Pat Roberts, he was in Topeka getting an update from state officials on the status of the drought in Kansas, made comments on work on the Senate side of the farm bill. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Join L Bar L Angus for their 20th annual bull sale at the Imperial Auction Barn in Imperial, Nebraska on March 29th at 12:30 Mountain Daylight Time. These are performance-tested, registered Angus bulls, as well as a pick of 2017 replacement heifers. That's the L Bar L 20th Annual Bull Sale at the Imperial Auction Barn in Imperial, Nebraska on March 29th at 12:30 Mountain Daylight Time. For more information, call 308-387-4454 or visit online at lbarlangus.com.
For bulls that are stout and deep-bodied with excellent disposition, attend the 29th Annual Riley, Charlet, and Red Angus Production Sale, Monday, April 9th in St. Francis, Kansas. Selling 70 bulls, Charlet, Red Angus, and Charlet hybrids. Also selling 31 yearling females, 24 top-end Red Angus out of the replacement pen, and 7 hybrids. Increase your cow profits with extra pounds and high carcass returns using Riley bulls. Herd bull EPDs are some of the highest growth and carcass bulls in the Charlet breed. For more information, visit Riley Beef.
KNDY.